I would like to share a special ha'orah with all of you. In Parshas Noach, Noach is described by the Torah as a tzaddik. The Medrash says that the only person in all of Chamisha Chumshi Torah who is called tzaddik is Noach, ish tzaddik. There's nobody else in the entire Chamisha Chumshi Torah who is called tzaddik. Yosef is in Tanakh, B'derech Remez, called tzaddik. But in Chamisha Chumshi Torah, only Noach is called tzaddik. The Medrash explains what was special about Noach and also Yosef. And it says because there was Zon Es HaBrias. They fed the beings that were around them. That's what gave them the title of the tzaddik. Now I just want to step back a second and let's put ourselves in the shoes of Noach HaTzaddik. Noach, in his dor, as we know, was considered a tzaddik. He wasn't doing what other people, he wasn't stealing, etc., etc. And he spent 120 years of his life building a teva, and Hashem's telling him, try to save the world. If you can't save the world will be destroyed, and I will save you. And that's what happened. And then Hashem puts him in the teva and locks him up. Now just think of yourself standing over there inside the teva. Chazal say that Noach learned Torah beforehand. He was involved in intellectual things also, in all types of forms of Kiryas Elikim. So he gets into this teva, and he opens up his eyes, and what do I have over here? I'm locked up for an unlimited amount of time with a bunch of animals and birds and creatures. That's all I have over here. And then he starts hearing them howling and roaring and making all the sounds. They're hungry. They need food. What in the world does Hashem want from me? I'm the tzaddik over here. I thought I'm being saved from this previous world into a main olam haba, a world of goodness, and everything I want, and involved in my spiritual pleasures, my Torah. And what did Hashem do to me? That's what we may have said. But here the Torah is testifying that Noach was the real tzaddik. And he realized, we see from his actions that he realized immediately, one second, I have no idea what's going on over here. This sounds like the worst thing that could happen to me. That's the initial impression that one may have. I don't know what he had, but immediately he realized that Hashem put me in this teva. He has a special avodah for me to do over here. I have something to do over here. And if I'm here with all these balei chayim and they need someone to feed them, this is the avodah that Hashem wants me to do. And if we think about it, there's betzem something very deep about this. Because the whole world outside was being destroyed because everybody was just selfish. Everybody was involved in amassing money for themselves, on the expense of others, stealing wives, everything, involved only in physical pleasures. Noach, kind of rest, suddenly realized, this is what Hashem is doing. He's destroying the world, the selfish world, and he's making me the one that's going to start the new world. How am I going to do it? By taking advantage of the situation and be totally selfless. From morning to night, as Chazal say, him and his family, just feeding the animals. The animals had zero hakaras atov. We're not doing this to get anything back. Another rabbi, if they were second late, get bit by the lion, the kadoime. The most purest chesed, that's what him and his family were doing for that entire year that they were in the teva, and that's what gave the world the koyach to continue and exist, and that's why he was entitled to be the only one called tzaddik. We have to take the message for ourselves. Every situation that we are in, sometimes doesn't look the situation we would want to be in, especially nowadays. We have so many limitations. Every one of us, into a certain degree, confined to a little teva, not doing the things that we want to. So we have two options. We could just say, what is Hashem doing to me? Why can't I have this and why can't I have that? Or we could be like the tzaddik and realize, if Hashem put me in this situation, whether I'm homebound 24/7 or I'm limited in some other fashion, doesn't make a difference. Hashem put me here for me to make the best of it. And if we use it this way, then we'll be similar to Noach, that the world out there is a very similar world to his generation, a world of power and selfish drives. Everybody's involved in himself and in his machines, doesn't have time to think about the other person. And now Hashem put us in a teva, to disconnect from that and rebuild our lives. Baruch Hashem, we're all tzaddikim to a certain degree. We can make it so much more by taking advantage and realizing, I'm here, if I'm by myself. So I'll think what I could do to be mechazik other people with my tefillahs, maybe calling up somebody else's by themselves. Every mitzvah I do, every bracha I make is mechazik the whole world. The bracha brings down shefa tov min hashamayim. If I'm with a family, then think about all the opportunities I have to take care of the needs of my family. Not feel, oh, why don't I have this? But make the family feel that they're with a pleasant parent that cares about them and is not looking to get anything back. He's just, he or she are both doing it just because they want to emulate Hashem's beautiful midas hachesed. If we get the message right and we go through this fashion, it will be a rewarding and a pleasant experience. And not only that, it will elevate us to be a higher level of a tzaddik. And when we get to a higher level of tzaddik, that brings the shefa, brach, vatzlocha for us. And Amir Tzashem, soon Hashem will open up the teva and bring us to the gula shleima, the schuz of our maisim toiv and our tefillas individually and all together. Shalom uvracha.